You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now, Stephen Beal's ex-girlfriend, Ildikka Kryniok, begins dating someone new. Beal leaves a package at the day spa she owns. When she opens the package, it explodes. Ildikka is killed. Several clients injured.
Beal placed a homemade bomb inside an unmarked cardboard box that he left inside while the spa was closed. Beal had years of experience building model rockets and fireworks. A day after the explosion, investigators searched Beal's home and found more than 130 pounds of explosive mixtures and precursor chemicals that were the same materials used in the bomb.
Beal, 59, convicted for use of weapon of mass destruction resulting in death. He's facing 30 years behind bars. Zachariah Peterson makes plans with his best friend, but the friend cannot get the day off of work. So Peterson calls the Missouri Ford assembly plant where the friend works, claiming he's barricaded in a bathroom and carrying guns and explosives. More than 2,000 employees evacuated, over a dozen cops spending over 6 hours searching the building. Cops trace that call back to Peterson's cell phone, who admits to the scheme. Peterson, 19, charged with terroristic threats. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A court has ruled that a man accused of killing two teenage girls should remain behind bars in a northern Indiana prison because he's receiving better care there than the other inmates. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Richard Allen's attorneys asked Special Judge Fran Gull to order him removed from the Indiana Department of Corrections Westville Correctional Facility, where he's been detained since November, due to what they claimed was his deteriorating health and subpar living conditions there. His attorney cited, among other reasons, the fact that Allen sleeps on a pad on a concrete floor, is forced to wear the same underpants for days on end, and hasn't had a chance to see his wife or other family members in the previous 5 months. His legal representatives have said that his living circumstances are, quote, similar to those of a prisoner of war. Without delving into specifics, the judge nonetheless concluded that, quote, the evidence presented demonstrated that the defendant is treated more favorably than other inmates housed at the Westville Correctional Facility. This according to online court records.
Allen stands accused of the 2017 murders of 14-year-old Liberty German and 13-year-old Abigail Williams. Allen has entered a not guilty plea to the killings. Authorities are reporting that one person is dead and another injured in a shooting inside a South Florida Walmart. We're also learning that numerous other people were hurt in the ensuing chaos. According to Miami-Dade police, the attack happened after a fight broke out between two groups at the Walmart in Florida City, located approximately 25 miles southwest of Miami. One person was arrested while five others are being sought by police. One of the victims died after being taken by rescue personnel to a medical center in Miami. Authorities say that man took part in the fight, while the other victim was a bystander who was shot in the foot. As she faces felony charges of evidence tampering and involuntary manslaughter in the on-set shooting death of a cameraman by actor Alec Baldwin, the former weapons supervisor on the set of the movie Rust won't be required to submit to a drug test. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Hannah Gutierrez Reed's drug test request was rejected by a district court judge in New Mexico, describing it as an ambush against Gutierrez Reed's legal representatives. In court records, prosecutors allege that Gutierrez Reed was likely hungover on the day a live bullet was put into the gun Baldwin used, but they also claim that the armorer gave drugs to another individual in the moments before the deadly shooting in October 2021. According to defense attorney Jason Bowles, the claims of drug use are unsupported and undocumented. How multiple live rounds of ammunition arrived on location is still a mystery. The notion that Gutierrez Reed may have introduced the rounds is one for which the prosecution claims to have some supporting data. The online hearing was the first for a recently filed felony charge against Gutierrez Reed for tampering with evidence. The shooting claimed the life of cinematographer Halna Hutchins and wounded director Joel Souza.
In order to decide whether the case against Gutierrez Reed proceeds to trial, evidentiary hearings may start as early as August.
Derek Kwan, 28, leaves his California home and his silver Toyota to go hiking at Lake Arrowhead. He never comes home. After he's reported missing, a highway patrol officer remembers stopping to offer him and another man help changing a tire on his Toyota, but they refused. About 40 minutes after that encounter, someone calls to report Kwan's car struck the guardrail and the driver ran from the crash site into the woods. No further sightings of Kwan since that disappearance over a year ago. If you have info on Derek Kwan, please contact San Bernardino PD 909-384-5742. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.